Hello, World Cleat. USA, LA, and Northeast are very excited to be hosting this week's Yeshivat Havarim. And our topic for this week is the discovery of the evil inclination and the adventure of revelation of the Creator. We spent perhaps a month talking about Passover, and this past week we've actually had our Passover holiday. However, many of us have experienced being very far into the evil inclination and had true difficulties. However, Rav, during a lesson, explained to a student that when we have this and we know it, we have a place for joy because of our prayer. And when we come out as a group into Egypt. Javier.
Yes, dear friends, welcome to this gathering, the Sea of Love. We're in an adventure, and just like any adventure, you need heroes, and you need some foes, and you need a goal. And in our adventure, our collective adventure, we get this adhesion. We get this collective fulfillment. It's as if every time we get together and pray, the Creator brings us closer together. And we get to go on this adventure every single day towards the lesson. So this is a point now where our prayer has been heard. We've built the bridges of love. We're no longer islands. This is one big land mass that's being blessed by the Creator himself. So we literally have nothing else left to do because we cried and we were heard. As one man with one heart, we feel the joy and we understand that there's these forces that allow us to take this adventure, to take on this burden of heaven. And we're with the Kabbalists, we have our dear Rav, we lack nothing but our own effort, friends. So we're going to get together for the next 45 minutes and really truly peel the layers of our hearts, unite these tenses to one, and celebrate that we did this together. And we'll go into a clip, I believe, from Rav, right, Richard?
אנחנו צריכים לכן לתאר לעצמנו שאנחנו שייכים לאותה מערכת. ואנחנו קשורים לאותה...
This is why we need to depict ourselves, that we belong to the same system. And we exist in the same system. And in truth, even if we are wherever we are in the same whole system. Because the whole shattering is relative to us. In our feeling, in our perception only. And there is nothing else. Therefore, this is what we need to locate, especially now as we're learning about Pesach, about the shattering, and how we emerge from Passover as we want to run away from the rejecting forces, the mutual rejecting forces between us. And in place of that, come to the revelation of Creator, meaning to the force of connection between us in place of the force of rejection. As the force of rejection is Pharaoh, and the force of connection between us will be the Creator. And this way, we need to depict to ourselves this process.
Hello, friends. Very happy to speak from my tent in L.A. to all the tents. First, I want to admit that this is my first inclination is to avoid speaking. It's not what I normally allow myself to do. This is one of the things we're learning about in Egypt. We have to override this control of the Pharaoh, and it's really only through the importance of the group, which is our, like you said, our source of entry into the system that really, pulls us through. So my message really to share is what I found, that by, playing a supporting role in the ten is really, the importance of that is so huge. There was a time not long ago where I had great difficulties hanging on. And if it weren't for the ten, there's no way I would have, absolutely, I would be gone. So thankfully we have this. And by persisting, as Rob keeps telling us, we have to persist. That's the most important thing to do. And even when it's somewhat tasteless, by hanging on to the 10, doesn't matter what, just do it. And so I thank my 10 and all the 10s and Rob and the Creator for helping me. And I wish that everyone to be able to grasp the importance of serving the 10. It's the only way to survive on the path. So that's really what I had to say. We have another speaker from Petah Tikva, a great friend, Ilan. If you would like to speak now, please.
Hello, beloved friends. It is one of the most exciting moments in my life. The heart is really beating fast to have this merit of being together with the 10 and with such great friends, the greatest of the generations, that from this state, this feeling of Egypt that we are existing in, we've merited as a body, as a united body, to have this unity and to exit this place and want together and to be in this one point where we are knocking and we want to have our mutual desire. And thanks to the unity of hearts between us, we will merit doing this. And the preparation that we've done before the gathering of friends, the greatest of the generation, gives such confidence on the path and such a feeling that it doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter how. There's this feeling that we're holding our hands and we have the strength to do this. It's, we're able to do this with this endless amount of strength. This feeling brings us to that point, and I'm sure that all of us together are in this right place with the right society and a great Rav that's guiding us step by step on the path of Baal HaSulam and the unity between us. We will succeed and we will get to that point of Gemar Tikkun between us, the feeling of the Creator between us, the Chaim friends.
Привет, любимые товарищи. Нас праздник, мы выходим из Египта.
Hello, beloved friends. It's a holiday. We are exiting Egypt. We're exiting our ego. We're emerging to love. We're going out to the friends to bestow, and immediately everything changes. This morning lesson, I looked at the friends and I said, "Wow, it's simply." Nights, the group of Rabbi Shimon, each of them apart and all of them together, it's wonderful. Until this moment, I have that impression. And now I'm looking at you, Israel, the Creator is amongst you. What great joy. So may we all have a festive holiday. Let's not leave anyone back in Egypt. Let's all, no one remains in any corner. We're not leaving anyone behind, not a crumb behind. So Lech Chaim, happy holiday. Come on, Creator. Это кто такой противный? Выставляет меня монстром и подобно Буратино оставляет вечно солнцем. Я был белый и пушистый и стремился быть друзьями. Он велел мне подгодиться. И вот я снова в яме. Это он, это он. Станет легче на душе. Я хочу сбежать от гада, чтобы мне не строил пути. Отделить его мне надо. Первый способ бесит гости. Я был белый и пушистый и стремился быть друзьями. Он велел мне подходиться. И вот я снова в яме.
легче на душе.
Excerpt from Rabash, article number 11, 1986. A real prayer is over a real deficiency. And their cry because of the work went up to God. This means that the worst torments over which was all their crying out was only over the work and not over other things. Rather, it means that they were crying out over their situation, that they could not emerge from self-love and work for the Creator. This was their exile, which tormented them, that they saw that they were under their control. It follows that in the exile in Egypt, they obtained kelim, meaning a desire that the Creator will help them emerge from the exile. As we have said above, that there is no light without a kli, for only when we pray a real prayer, when one sees that he cannot be saved, and only the Creator can help him, this is considered a real prayer. Okay, workshop, 7-minute workshop. Imagine that our prayer to exit Egypt as one has been answered. Tell the friends what it feels like when the prayer is answered. I'll read again. Imagine that our prayer to exit Egypt as one has been answered. Tell the friends what it feels like when the prayer has been answered. 7 minutes.
Lama, would you start us out?
Gratitude. I think this is what we will feel, gratitude that the Creator has given us this opportunity to bring him contentment. Adam?
Yes, along with that gratitude, we're going to be united in one intention. Our pieces of the puzzle coming together as one, the differences complementing, but united in one goal. James.
I feel terrified knowing that together we collectively put together a prayer and the Creator actually answered it. Now we have contact with the Creator. We asked for the exit and he gave it to us. Now what do we do? I feel apprehension. I feel fear, but I also feel a joy that he blessed me and allowed me to bond with a group of men that he called Israel. And because I am bonded with these men, I was allowed to exit my ego and make contact with him. Oh, what a joy it is. Sasha Angelo, speak to your brothers, please.
Yes, Jimmy, I have almost the same answer. It's no other way around. We granted our path out of the Egypt, and the work only begin. That's we are in the beginning of the journey, and we do it with joy. We do it with joy for connecting with our brothers and give contentment to the Creator. Alex.
What would I say here? The gates are open. Machsom is open. So we can go. We can go all together because it was our common prayer. And we start the next chapter in our life. We have 125 steps to move forward. Armen. Okay, maybe Richard.
Oh, okay, I'm here. It's truly amazing to see how we go through it together as a group. You know, this all path, it's made for us all together, not for each one separately. And when you do the work in a tent, you see how much friends invest in it. The time is more valuable thing in the life we have. and they invested all, and it's just truly amazing to see the efforts they made. It gives you the inspiration, and we all start working like a one mechanism. And this is what we're doing right now, the Chaim for us. Rick.
Thank you. Yeah. So great appreciation for the fact that we as a group actually have begun the work, that this is truly what we came to Kabbalah for, and it's coming for real. And Tone.
In time, will you ask?
Okay, brothers. Well, we were waiting for that such a long time. Okay, for such a long time. We were working hard. We were praying. We were despairing. And now the moment is finally arrived. Brothers, let us fill with joy. Let's bestow contentment to Creator. Let's say thank you for rewarding us with something we really, really were longing for such a long time. We're looking forward to bestow contentment on you and serve you unconditionally. L'chaim, brothers. Rami, brother.
Well, there's no life without Pharaoh. So how do we feel that we came out of Egypt? Well, we lay back after we feel it, and then Pharaoh coming up again. And that's give us more chisaron. That's give us to the opportunity to turn to the Creator again, because Pharaoh is the one that pushes us to adhesion with the Creator. So it's like a wheel. Wash, rinse, and repeat. That's what Jimmy will say all the time. And this is how we continue. Let's see, Richard.
Thank you, Rami. I remember the first time I had that prayer answered, and it went, "What was that?" And I had no clue. And then I realized that the next time I needed to really pay attention. And so I started to recognize that even though I'm praying all the time, I'm also listening, feeling for that new sensation that's going to make it all worthwhile. Gabby.
I would imagine we'll be in harmony. If we exit out of Egypt, we have
connect, do things. Good evening, friends. I am lucky that I can speak after the workshop about the prayer being answered, because truly we are getting presents every day. For example, we, the Polish-Hungarian friends, received this present to build a true 10 before the last Congress, and since then we have been working on it very hard. Then we had these incredible lessons for the last few weeks. And as a result, I think we can all agree that this time we didn't study the story of the Exodus, but we have been living through it. We have been feeling it. And on one hand, there is this seemingly impossible task that we have to go against this monster, our own nature, and it looks completely impossible. On the other hand, when we look at each other, the tens, and the world play during the lesson, it is such a force that we completely forget about ourselves and forget about any difficulties. And then we have the greatest teacher in human history who is very patiently pulling us, pointing us in the right direction. So overall, we can truly do the only task we have to do is to turn to the Creator together and trust in Him and let Him help us. So I'm very inspired to be with you and continue this path every day. So great L'chaim, B'nai Baruch. Thank you. And now I just would like to introduce a very, very great friend. I had the privilege to spend the whole Congress in Israel with him. And as you know, then those bonds remain forever. And please listen to him, because every word he speaks is a true prayer. So Gottfried, please.
It is my privilege today to meet several of my friends and those of my classmates who I started learning with them together. My first 10, The Americans are here. And we are doing this together. They are doing this together. And therefore, Africa is so happy in connecting with the Americans. This wonderful atmosphere that is trying to let you feel the power of this tower. We have gone through wonderful lessons by our Rav on the Passover to assist us to learn. In our turn, we have rise to hire a new state that enable us to scrutinize more and more and then ourselves better. Again, we learn. We need to receive the Torah. In written on our sacred tablets of our hearts. How do we do this? This can be done by a process. And we receive, we need to do that process through connection. In our turn, we work together. The friends work. The friend exerts energy. They do all what they can for their friends. I mean, they want to do sacrifice and they don't want even to be mentioned. They don't want to know them, who they are. They have totally annulled. I mean, our friends are wonderful, feeling. Working with our friends is a wonderful environment. Africa is a new level of connection. All what the friends need, require, is that they assist the friends, not only our friends, the whole world, clear, to achieve only one purpose, adhesion with the Creator. This is done by connection. Let us therefore come together as one of our hearts and pray to the Creator to help us achieve this. Great friends, the hour is here. The hour of connection of swimming in love is here. What do I require? I require you to help me to sing in Kambu and feel the love of connection, feel the power of connection, the unity in connection, and feel the love of the friends, what love I've been talking about here and now. Let's sing in joy. L'chaim, great friends.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
And come one more. And come one more. And come one more. And come one more.
And come one more.
And come one more.
And come one more. Yeah, been ya.
And come
one more. And come on more, and come on more, yeah, bring your
come on
more, and come on more, and come on more, and come on more, yeah, bring your honey,
and come on more, and come on more, and come on more, yeah, bring your honey.
Nous chantons tous du plus profond du cœur. Écoute notre prière qui n'a pas besoin de mots. Et comme au mot, et comme au mot, et comme au mot, et bien à l'idée.
Et comme au mot, et comme au mot, et comme au mot, et bien à l'idée.
En chantant tous, rayonne la lumière. Regarde la lune, c'est le soleil qui l'éclaire.
Ce vent caressé. Et comme au mot, et comme au mot, et
Wow, Giants. Wow, friends. Wow. Love, 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 love. That's what we're here to do. That's what we see in front of us. We're on an adventure, and we realize that the heroes are the friends in front of us that have always been there for us, have answered every one of our prayers. So let's take a moment and amplify the words of what the friends just spoke to us, what just entered our hearts. This is our time, this is our gathering, and we have one goal, and just to take everything the Creator gives to us and truly, truly amplify it with His force of good and love. You know, build these vessels of bestowal, and truly the prayers being answered as we speak. Our level of gratitude for what Rav is doing and has been doing, and for what the friends do every single day, is highly recognized. Right, Richard? And we amplify this with love.
Thank you, Javier. There's this place of feeling that we're covered with love. But we heard friends say that we're in all different states. We need to recognize that that's the value of the 10, to be able to bring friends up who are falling and to have that rope to be able to grab when we feel ourselves falling. We're going to get another share from Roberto Jr. in Latin 3.
Amigos, tomemos un momento para agradecer al Creador todas las veces que nos venció.
Friends, take a moment to thank the Creator for all the times that He defeated us, that He gave us the evil inclination that defeats us every time, and He gave us this point where all of us will see that the friends have done all of the work for us, that through the friends, He took us by our hand from the moment that He brought us to Bnei Baruch to the moment that we discovered words that brought us up to the Creator and now allows us to come out of Egypt together, that we'll come out of our evil inclination and adhere to this small point that's going to grow thanks to that fire that each of the friends places in our heart, and we discover all of the strength that we have in us. And it can't be in any other way. Everything is done for you, for each and every one of you, that you made those efforts throughout your entire life to be here. Because your heart has that small little point that this is all of our life. The Creator chose us. He chose you to show the world what is love. And it's given to each and every one of the friends to work for it. It is something amazing, friends. And only thanks to you, friend, making that effort, that you did this. So let's hold each other strongly and reach that point where all of our teachers are there, because they are guiding us. Come on, friends, let's go there. Let's move forward. We have no other way. It is close, friends. We see that we have the strength to do this. And not with our strength, but with all of the friends who are raising us up. Let's continue, friends, who are helping each other. This love, we have to give it to the world. And now, thank you to all of you that you are there to raise me up and all of the friends up. And now, and a great friend, Adomas from Baltia 4.
Muchas gracias, amigo. Like Roberto.
Thank you very much, my friend.
With the strength of his whole 10, and like this, everyone, each friend, and in the preparation, around 50 friends were speaking, and with like true giants, and you know, usually there are a lot of lechaims, but only every time only one person said lechaim, and you felt that in this lechaim everyone says lechaim. And you know, in this yeshivat there are friends for the first time in the yeshivat Heverim, but they have such a great desire, so much determination and willingness to go together. And the feeling is that although in Baltia we have evening now, it feels like morning. So let's keep on walking together, only together. Yachad.
Gigantic. Thinking about all my great, great friends. Gigantic. Thinking about all my great, great friends. Gigantic. Thinking about all my great, great friends. Gigantic. Gigantic. All around the world, connecting points in one desire. All around the world, and so many sparkling single fire. All around the world, connecting points in one desire. All around the world, and so many sparkling single fire.
The world seems broken when you're living alone. Put the pieces back together, turn this earth to a home. Back as one soul, sparks on every end of the globe. We unite as one flame, turn the hate into smoke. Love will arise, I see fire in my friend's eyes. Heart beating for the goal, love is covering crimes. Yeah, shekel after shekel goes into the bank. Effort after effort, brothers got your back. Everybody praying only for the 10. All we got, we paying only for the friends. And he gon' finish the work. One heart, one soul, love gon' cover the earth.
All around the world, connecting points in one desire. All around the world, and so many sparkles single fire. All around the world, connecting points in one desire. All around the world, and so many sparkles single fire.
Ain't nowhere else that I wanna be. It's just the friends that I wanna be. The friends I wanna learn from. Yeah. Tell me what's my purpose. All my life I've been searching until I finally find you right now. And all my life I was searching, lost in myself until they lifted me out. I don't know nothing but what I know. That you're my brother, let's come close. And one man, one soul, all together right now, let's go. Yeah, last generation, know that we came off for nothing. Now we get into a higher elevation, vibing in the same vibration. Yeah, you my brother, ain't no replacement. And I don't know nothing but the friends.
All around the world, connecting points in one desire. All around the world, and so many sparkles in gold fire. All around the world, connecting points in one desire. All around the world, and so many sparkle a single fire. All around the world, connecting points in one desire. All around the world, and so many sparkle a single fire. All around the world, connecting points in one desire. All around the world, and so many sparkle a single fire.
I got so many European friends.
Gigantic.
Thinking about my South American friends.
Gigantic.
Thinking about all my Russian friends.
Gigantic.
Thinking about all my African friends.
Gigantic.
Thinking about my
my Australasian friends.
Gigantic.
I'm calling out my North American friends.
Gigantic.
I'm down home with my Israel crew.
Gigantic.
Thinking about all the great, great friends.
Gigantic.
In the world clean, we got so many friends.
Gigantic.
At the airport when they come and land.
Gigantic.
Woo. Flying across the world from all over the world.
Gigantic.
Thinking about all the great, great.
It is an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. They asked me to open my heart with you, and what is in my heart is just gratitude. Throughout my life, I had this relentless insatisfaction that never left. It didn't matter what I did, never left. When I was introduced to the idea of bringing contentment to the Creator, that was the cure to my illness. I saw the light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm grateful with the Creator because He placed me in a society whose only intention is to bring contentment to the Creator. And I've been sick all my life. And you guys are the cure. And the words escape from from my voice because gratitude comes out through my eyes. I'm grateful with you in Latin 3. I'm grateful with you in New York 1, with you in Haifa, with you in Baltimore 1, especially with my 10. Especially with my 10, I am so grateful because I understand that without you guys, without my friends, I have no chance. I have no hope to achieve the goal. For that, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to introduce now a friend from who I feel great respect, great admiration. His heart is full of desire to connect. Zero, can you open your heart for us, please?
Claro, amigo. Amigos.
Yes, brother. Yes, friend. Of course, friends from the whole world, Kli. What joy. Thank you to the Creator for this opportunity that I was given today. I'm very happy, very joyous of the work that I have in this society. This society is very good. And I just want to learn from the giant friends of my 10, Latin 2, as they give me examples of connection and love in order to serve the friends, in order to serve the whole society. Just as our teacher says, only to ask for more connection and more connection. Now I want to share with you my joy and to tell you that this Pesach,
la inclinación de maldad de nosotros mismos,
the true evil inclination has been revealed to us. The evil inclination truly within us. We thought that we were advancing in the spiritual path, and now we're discovering that we're just beginning. But what's the most important is that now we are together. We are not alone. We are moving forward as one body, as one heart, in unity and love towards the goal. For us to come to the revelation of our Creator, because that is our goal, to reach mutual love between us. And we are certain that we will get there, friends. We will work with great might, with great efforts in our tens, and in the examples that we give one another as we give to the last drop of blood for our friends, so that we will be the heel for the friends of our friends to advance spiritually. I thank the Creator for the opportunity so that I will be able to give you a little bit of an impression. But I truly admire you because you are giants. I just want to incorporate in your hearts and to advance in such a way so that together we will reach our immense goal of revelation of our Creator and to adhere to Him, to be bestowers to one another. L'chaim for you, friends. L'chaim to the whole world, Kli. And now I want to move the microphone to a great friend that I truly appreciate the work he does. And this is our friend, Sasha. Let's go, friend.
Dear brothers, let's do a little exercise. Look at the screen where all friends from World Kli is. If Shadur can put it on instead of us. Look at this picture and try to connect. Connect as much as you can. Connect from heart to heart, regardless of the places, regardless of our differences. Just connect, connect, connect. And now, close your eyes, having this feeling of connection, go into your heart and feel one man, one heart. Just feel it. I know we can do it. We are the luckiest people in the world. We wake up in the morning looking forward for the day because we have purpose, because we have connection between each other and with the Creator. And then it leads us to the place where we have to work and give bestow to the humanity. It's the question today's workshop is very interesting. It reminds me a person who are waiting, and it's the day and it's waiting. It's a lot of flowers, a lot of goodies and everything. And then when you get sober in the morning, you wake up, you look at beautiful woman that you were married yesterday, and it's your wife. So now the work began. So we are at the place where we know that we are getting out of Egypt, and we have to roll our sleeves, we have to buckle up, and go forward together. L'chaim, friends. L'chaim. And then we go back to Richard and Javier, please.
Thank you, Sasha. We want to thank the friends for being here and sharing their hearts. As Sasha told us, feel that. That's one man with one heart. We're in a new place. We actually closed our eyes and we jumped in the water and we thought we were going to get wet, but we landed on dry land. And we're following Rav, and we're following the Creator, and we're going on a new adventure. We're going to be in a place where we're continually covered with love. And we're starting to feel that place where we can share it with the whole world and let the whole world know just how special they are too. Javier.
Wow. Friends, there's really nothing else left to say. We remain on this adventure. We have a lesson coming up shortly in a few hours. But between there and that point of connection, we reconnect with our 10. We build on this prayer. We build on this amazing path this connection that we're on. We only disconnect only to reconnect at a higher level. And it seems like we are truly as one group on the earth right now that's truly living these words, brought them out of the pages, out of the books, out of the ancient history, and breathing life into it. It's pumping through our blood. It's in our society, men, women, children, and men all together. This is exactly what the Creator wants for humanity. And it feels amazing to have this unity only for His sake. Nothing remains. We leave empty back on the adventure, friends. On a higher level, we meet. Chaim, dear family.
Time.